The Truth News Network. Mainstream news, for the most part, cannot be trusted. Want the truth?
And nothing but the truth?
It's here every day at the Truth News Network. Here with today's truths is Dan Newman.
And today we're going to dive right in. As you probably know, yesterday we gave you part one of the terror to Americans. And today we conclude that short series. Yesterday we made it very clear that the gloves are off at Truth News Network. The illegal immigration debacle is totally out of hand. And Americans are sick and tired of our borders being overrun, our citizens being maimed, raped, robbed, kidnapped, and sold in trafficking operations, and even murdered by illegals. No, not every illegal falls into the class that would do those type of travesties against Americans. But basically, they're here illegally. They need to not come illegally. And if they do come, they need to come being legal. We revealed the facts via nonpartisan immigration statistics that prove that illegals in our country disproportionately make up those who commit such crimes, dispelling illegal immigration pundits who have maintained for years that illegals do not commit as many crimes as do legal Americans. In presenting that statistic that has been shoved down our throats again and again in the mainstream media, they fail to mention their quoted stats include the millions of legal immigrants in America who have gone through and been vetted through the legal process. They've entered and successfully completed the U.S. immigration system process. Additionally, we began giving you specific examples of the crimes committed over the past few years by illegals, the specific crimes committed, the names of the offenders, and their targets. It is time for Americans to awaken, to digest the facts of illegals flooding into the country through our southern borders and costing taxpayers billions of dollars every year as they devour our financial infrastructure. And they do so fundamentally and based on breaking the law, U.S. federal immigration law, by being here illegally. We will complete this journey today with some more stories and pictures on the webpage of Americans whose lives have been changed forever, some snuffed out, through vicious and violent crimes committed at the hands of illegal migrants. Those Americans would be alive and living the American dream today if our southern border was protected to prevent illegal migration, which is the law. Further, we will discuss exactly what steps must be taken and by whom to take back our nation's sovereignty. It can be done, and it must be done. I want to introduce you to some more innocent Americans. A Mexican illegal alien on November of 2016, Claudia Raquel Herrera Ibarra, pled guilty to possession of a firearm in Laredo, Texas, and was sentenced to 3 years in jail. She and a partner were caught smuggling weapons to the violent Los Zetas narcotics smuggling gang in Mexico. In October of that year, a previously deported illegal alien was jailed in Michigan after admitting to strangling his girlfriend. Raul Perez had been deported to Mexico in 2004 and again in 2005 after a judge found him guilty of illegal reentry. He also had been in police custody 5 days before the murder for driving under the influence. The local authorities established his identity from his fingerprints. He was using an assumed name in Michigan. But according to a news account, there was no request from ICE that he be detained, and probably because he was detained on a weekend. ICE issued a detainer request for whenever Perez is released from jail. In September of 2016, Cecil Burrows, an immigrant from India, was awaiting deportation following more than 3 years imprisonment for his involvement in orchestrating a gang rape in his home in 2012. That same month, the British illegal alien Michael Stephen Sanford pled guilty in Nevada to possession of a gun that he tried to take from a policeman and disrupting an official function, a campaign rally by GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump. Sanford said he was attempting to kill the candidate. A psychiatrist found that Sanford was delusional, according to an Associated Press report. Sentencing guidelines call for 18 to 27 months in prison. Also in September of 2016, Jorge Elizalde Sanchez, an illegal alien, confessed to the beating death of his common-law spouse in Texas. Same month, Walter Gomez da Silva, a Brazilian illegal alien, pled guilty to the murder of his teenage daughter in Massachusetts. Same month, Ecuadorian illegal aliens Paul Esteban Estrella Viota and his wife Magali Alemania Malagan Sandoya were sentenced in Texas to 6 and 5 years respectively in federal prison for an alien smuggling operation. The previous month, August of 2016, two Salvadoran illegal alien gang members were convicted of murder in the Virginia suburbs of Washington, D.C. Jose Lopez Torres was convicted of the brutal stabbing death of another MS-13 gang member suspected of being an informer. He was sentenced to life imprisonment plus 20 years. According to the Washington Post, his conviction was part of a sweeping federal case against Northern Virginia members of the El Salvador-based gang, MS-13, in which 6 defendants pled guilty, 6 more were found guilty, at trial. The other just-convicted Salvadoran was Jesus Alejandro Chavez, who was sentenced to 2 life terms plus 10 years for 2 murders. In July of 2016, Mauricio Morales Caceres, an illegal alien from El Salvador, was sentenced in Montgomery County, Maryland, to life in prison without parole for the stabbing death of another Salvadoran. Morales identified himself as an MS-13 gang member, and testimony indicated he had no remorse for his crime. June of 2016, Araldo Castillo Serrano, a Guatemalan illegal alien, was sentenced to 15 years in prison in Ohio for forced labor conspiracy, forced labor, witness tampering, and encouraging illegal entry into the country. Castillo paid smugglers to smuggle teenage Guatemalan youth into the country under the promise of getting them into school and to put them to work as indentured servants in egg farms. Same month, June of 2016, a Mexican illegal alien, Juan Carlos Sepulvedo Castro, was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison in Idaho for threatening people with an assault rifle. The news report notes that illegal aliens are prohibited from possessing a firearm. 11 illegal alien members of the Salvadoran MS-13 gang in June of 2016 have been convicted of a series of crimes, including murder. Jorge Enrique Moreno Aguilar, Juan Alberto Ortiz Orellana, and Minor Perez, all from Maryland, were convicted in mid-May of murder and conspiracy in a racketeering enterprise. New Jersey gang members Santos Reyes Villatoro, Mario Oliva, Roberto Contreras, Julian Mas Aguilar, Hugo Palencia, Jose Garcia, Cruz Flores, and Esau Ramirez were convicted in late May in New Jersey of various murder, racketeering, and firearms crimes. In May of that year, illegal aliens Reynold Vergara and Edson Benitez pled guilty to second-degree murder for the death of a 90-year-old Minnesota man they beat and tied up while they stole from his home, leaving him to bleed to death. A Salvadorian illegal alien, Mauricio Morales Caceres, in April of 2016, was convicted of first-degree murder in Maryland and sentenced to life imprisonment. March, Juan Razu, a Mexican illegal living in Painesville, Ohio, agreed to a guilty plea for a crime spree that included the shooting death of a 60-year-old woman, attempted rape of a 14-year-old girl, kidnapping, and burglary. His plea was to avoid the death penalty and accept a life sentence. February of 2016, 3 illegal aliens from Mexico were sentenced to federal prison for alien smuggling and illegally reentering the U.S. after previous deportations. One man was sentenced to 57 months. Another will serve 24 months. And the last man was sentenced to serve 12 months and one day in prison. January of 2016, an illegal alien from Mexico was sentenced to nearly 6 years in prison after having been convicted for transporting illegal aliens, which resulted in the death of two illegals. Those last two reports came directly from ICE. A couple of things of note as we went through that list. Did you notice the states and the cities where these crimes took place? Many think that all of those crimes occur in the southern states like Texas and New Mexico and Arizona and California. Not so. These people are getting across the southern border and they're spreading throughout the United States. No one is safe. And by the way, just a note here for you. Guess how many young girls in the last year that were brought across the border, most always by people, mostly men, older men, that those people were not their parents and were not of any relationship to those young girls, were rescued by ICE and immigration authorities at the southern border before those girls could be sold into human trafficking operations and child prostitution. Guess how many? 900 young women and girls were rescued. That's the number that were rescued. Just imagine how many more were missed. And I'm going to wrap this thing up with two things. The story, the incident that evoked this horrible, horrible feeling in our guts at Truth News Network that said, we got to take the gloves off and start calling it what it is. It's murder. It's rape. It's terrorizing. It's burglary. It's human trafficking. And our government is letting it happen. The story that initiated the whole thing, and on the front page of our web story, I show a picture of Officer Raniel Singh, who was a legal immigrant who served on the Newman, California Police Force. He was murdered at Christmas time by an illegal. And in the picture, it includes a picture of his wife and his young son. His wife's name is Anamika. Officer Singh did his life the right way. He went through the legal process of coming to the U.S. from Fiji. He then went through the immigration process to obtain his U.S. citizenship. And he wanted to become an American police officer. So he obviously went through all the training so that he would be equipped to be the best police officer he possibly could be, while at the same time being a good husband, a great father, and a good American citizen. He had been working for the Newman Police Department since 2011. And incidentally, he was worried about his language difficulty with English. He wanted to be able to communicate freely with the citizens of Newman, California, who he wanted to serve and protect. So to facilitate that commitment, legally he didn't have to do it, but he wanted to be the best that he could be. He went through English classes on his own to be able to communicate well. A routine traffic stop in Newman, California, changed the lives of Officer Singh's wife and his son for eternity when an illegal alien who had a record that included DWIs and previous deportations was stopped by Officer Singh on that routine traffic matter. His life was snuffed and his family life was ruined in one instant. So on that note, we want to conclude today's story with a note penned by yours truly to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. And this will be sent via email on January 2nd, probably about the same time you read or listen to this story. Ms. Speaker and Mr. Minority Leader, how many is an okay number of Americans to you to be murdered seriously wounded, paralyzed, raped, or just terrorized by illegals here in the U.S. because of the failure of congressional Democrats to stop those illegals from entering the U.S. What's a good number? What's a fair number? When will Democrats stop playing politics and bowing to left-wing donors and socialist politicians who want open borders? When will you both cease your rhetoric and ridiculous claims that border walls do not work in any country that has them? Many Americans know this, and we've printed the story with actual facts and pictures of such walls on the borders of more than 100 countries around the world that are amazingly successful at stopping illegal entry into their countries. When will you allow Congress to pass meaningful immigration laws without holding border security hostage for the legalization of DACA recipients and other illegals that you've earmarked? When will you two start honoring your personal oaths that you made to support the U.S. Constitution and the laws of the United States? I shudder to think that you, Ms. Pelosi, or you, Mr. Schumer, would not take any and all actions necessary for the establishment of new immigration laws to solve this problem. Or, in the event that current laws are sufficient as is to do the job, that you would not provide all necessary infrastructure through your powers over the U.S. purse as House Speaker, Ms. Pelosi, to support immigration law enforcement to ensure the swift and legal prosecution of all those who illegally find themselves in the U.S. These financial measures need to include budget sufficient for adjudication of the 700,000 cases backlogged of asylum claims, 90% of which are bogus. And Mr. Schumer, if and when Ms. Pelosi gets the House to vote those measures to send to the Senate, you'll have to bring enough Democrat Party senators to the table to pass such a bill, to be able to send it to the president to sign into law. Ms. Speaker, consider if your youngest daughter, Alexandra, her sisters Nancy, Corrine, Christine, Jacqueline, or their brother Paul, or any of their children, your grandchildren, or Mr. Schumer, your young grandson, Noah Melvin, would sustain personal attacks of any sort at the hands of illegals who you choose not to prosecute for their crimes, and your lack of measures in Congress allowed them to walk free among your family members. I can't imagine you allowing that to happen. How can you even look at those children and those grandchildren, who I'm certain you love dearly, without thinking of the children and grandchildren of other Americans who have already been kidnapped for human trafficking or killed by those whom your actions have allowed to escape prosecution and deportation, knowing your actions could have stopped them from being in the United States in the first place? Now, I don't speak for all Americans, but I speak for most when I say that if we really live in the greatest country in world history, and if we really are a nation of laws in which all are protected from those who choose to ignore laws, and if we really honor the foundation of the United States and its founding documents, it is time for those who work for us, members of the United States Congress, members that listen to you, Ms. Pelosi, and you, Mr. Schumer, it's time for all of the members of Congress under your leadership to start honoring the obligation to work for those who elected them and you. Ms. Pelosi and Mr. Schumer, lead your party in doing the right thing, even when that may not be the Democrat Party's desire. It's never right to not obey the law. It's never right to not support enforcement of the law. And if you don't like the laws, or the laws are not working, change the laws legally. Otherwise, please step aside to allow those who really are Americans and who really love America and who really want to lead others in abiding by U.S. laws to take your seats at the table of government. That concludes today's story, part two of Terror Against Americans. Part one was yesterday. I'll remind you, if you want this full story, it's all put together and it's at a link below in a .pdf format that you can download freely to keep or to share. You can do the same thing with the podcast. You can download the link at the bottom of this page and the one yesterday as well. I would love for you to share these in your social media with your friends and relatives. You know, we can't make people around us do anything. But what we can do is make sure they have facts and factual information. And we can encourage them to not just swallow hook, line, and sinker what they hear or what they're told. And that includes what you see and hear and are told at truthnewsnet.org. We give you things to think about, but we don't tell you what to think about. We want you to take the facts, investigate on your own, and make your own educated decisions. But one thing I will not budge on. America is a nation of laws, and we must require everyone to abide by the laws. Have a great day. Hey, 2019 is going to be a great year for all of us. Remember this, the best is yet to come. So long, everybody.
We don't tell you what to think,
but we give you truth to think about. This is TNN, the Truth News Network.
TruthNewsNet.org.